it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It is Monday. It is the first day of the week, and that means I hope you had a great weekend. That was actually Friday's poll question here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What are you going to do for the weekend? Just one of the answers from 991FMTalk.com is hold on to my sanity through all this turmoil and unrest in our country. Had a few go outs. Had traveling to California Sunday to see our dentist. Wow. I know we were getting shorthanded, but really? All the way to California for your dentist? Go shopping, go to church, go out to dinner. Nice. Go flying. Fantastic. See if the BLM protest in Carson City actually has a black person there. Oh, man, I love you guys. You are so funny. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. If universities are considered indoctrination centers, should they be unfunded? You know, state, federal funds, should they be unfunded and rely on tuition, donations, grants, things like that? Love to hear from you today. And speaking of hearing from you, 884-9910, that's the talk and text lines. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Neil this morning. Neil has a comment on the IRS. Hi, Neil.
Hi. What do you say about abolishing the IRS? Do you and your callers say about it? I feel like it'd be good and all the money comes to employees and like you and me and everybody else. What do you say about that?
Well, I think it's a great idea. We should abolish the IRS, and we should be using our tax dollars locally, you know, through the state. I mean, I know we need to fund our federal government, but our federal government is way overblown. It's way out of control. There are so many, you know, here we are looking at a budget deficit in the state of Nevada and a lot of states, actually. And God bless the president for denying Minnesota the, $500 million that they were requesting from the domestic terrorist attacks, the rioting and the looting, the BLM movement in that area. $500 million. Hey, will you help us pay for this? No. Good. The federal government should not be paying for anything that is related to the just garbage that mayors and governors let happen in their communities. Personally, I think they should personally be paying for it. But going back to the rant of the IRS, giving the states money to help the states, I'm good. We keep it local. We decide on what we're going to do. But for the federal government to decide what, you know, a statue of Jesus being peed on by somebody, how that is art, they get our tax dollars. Different organizations that are supposedly, you know, nonprofits that just promote domestic terrorism or promote terrorism overseas. You know, I say the first office we need to get rid of is the State Department. That, yeah. Check out the State Department spending, by the way. All right. There's my little rant for you, Neil. Yes, we should abolish the IRS. 884-9910. Bruce, you want to talk about masks?
Oh, Monica. By the way, I was the installing floor on your pole.
I am so glad you were the installing floor, because now I know that I can ask you to come to my house and help. So what do you think about these masks? Bruce?
I think I lost you, Martha.
Well, I hear you. And I hear myself. And I hear myself, too, because you've got the radio on in the background. So, Bruce, you hang up and call back. We'll drop you. There's obviously a fault in the connection. So we'll go to Matthew, and Matthew wants to continue the conversation as well. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica. So I dropped you an email yesterday with a link to a Marine's letter to the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if you got that or not.
You know, I probably did, Matthew. I have to apologize because I did something very unusual for myself, and I actually turned my computer off this weekend. I needed a break.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Got to do that every once in a while. Anyway, hope you take a look at it. It's a retired Marine colonel wrote a letter to the NFL, basically blasting them about all the stuff they're doing. Very excellent, excellent. I hope you'll put it on your website and share it. In addition, I wanted to chat with you about this communist coup of our country.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the masks and all of this, it's getting out of control. I unfortunately had to go to the People's Republic of California this past weekend for a funeral. And while I was there, I went into a Burger King. There was nobody else in the restaurant. And I was instantly, as soon as I walked in, asked why I wasn't wearing a mask. Told him I had a health condition. The lady informed me that she didn't care. I had to wear a mask or leave the premises. Mentioned ADA, you know, mentioned my health condition. She straight said, I don't care. Get out or I'm going to have you removed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. So I called corporate, Burger King corporate, and, you know, had a chat with them. Lady said, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'll go ahead and forward this on. I'm sure you can imagine where that's going to go.
Exactly.
Clearly nobody in that corporation cares, you know. It's even moving up here. I mean, it's bad enough that it's down there in California, but it's moving up here. There was a business owner in Fallon last week who put a post up on Facebook, you know, asking customers, like, please don't be upset with us, but you got to wear a mask or OSHA's going to fine us. Well, we all know by now that they can't legally do that. When are people going to start standing up and fighting for their rights? Do people not realize what is happening?
That's the question of the day, Matthew. I don't know. I try to give people that option. Say, you know, hey, don't go shopping. Don't go to that store. Order online. Do whatever you need to do, but do it now. Because as we see, Matthew, every day that it goes, it gets stronger and it gets harder to get this whole idea out of people's heads. Because now you have the left that just, you know, goes on and nitpicks at everybody. And now we've got the tattletales out there. You know, they've been attacking my show. They've been attacking my employer. They've been attacking the people who advertise. It's just, it is that cancel culture that says, you're just being selfish.
Yeah, they're trying to take over our country, and if we don't stand up and fight back, they're going to win, and we are going to lose all of our rights. And I, for one, I'll be damned if I sit back and let these people take over my country.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm right there with you. Not behind you. I am right there beside you. So, Matthew, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time and your opinions there. A quick text here. Is there an archive for all of your past shows? Yes, you can go to 991fmtalk.com. If you go into podcasts, you'll not only see the podcasts of my shows listed by date, but you'll also see the podcasts from Race Across America and from a couple of other of our weekend shows. So please Head on over to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question, too. Do you think universities should be unfunded since they're just indoctrination centers? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go back to the talk and text line now and check in with Bruce. Hopefully, Bruce has it all worked out.
I certainly hope so, Mark.
So, Bruce, what are your thoughts on the masks?
Well, as you know, I'm somewhat of a science geek. And I find it very interesting that according to OSHA standards, it's a violation for you to work in an environment that has less than 19.5% available oxygen in the atmosphere that you're breathing. Mm-hmm. However, the minute you put on one of those masks, you automatically drop the available oxygen in the atmosphere you're breathing to well below that level.
Well, I'm encouraging people to get the oximeters that you can put on your finger, or if you have fingernails like me, you can put them on your toe, and it registers your oxygen level. And I encourage people to get one of these. And just on the bright side, if you have FSA, the savings account, that pays for it. So the oximeters, I mean, just look for the pulse ox. You can buy them online. You can buy them in the store. You don't even have to put a mask on if you buy it online. But, you know.
Well, I followed your recommendation, and I did exactly that. And I also hooked myself up to a blood pressure cuff at the same time I was doing it. And the results are just shocking. There's no way I'm ever going to wear a mask. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. Your blood pressure goes up. It is.
Yep.
It is detrimental to your body, especially if you have heart conditions, if you have lung conditions, if you have just brain.
Well, I figured it out, Monica. The dumbing down of America is not going to happen in our education system. It's going to be through oxygen deprivation.
You know, that's not a joke, Bruce.
I know.
People are catching on, and they're figuring out different ways to literally deprive us of education, deprive us of oxygen, and deprive us of our freedoms, because too many people are thinking to themselves, it's just easier to wear a mask. Okay, fighting for this country, Bruce, it's not easy.
No. Our founding fathers risked everything, not just their lives, but their livelihoods, their homes, their family. They risked everything to give us the liberties that we're supposed to be able to enjoy.
And not just our founding fathers.
Why would you give that away just because somebody said, hey, I think it's a good idea if you wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea if you mind your own business.
Yeah. I mean, people seem to be so up about following the CDC, you know, why don't they look at the CDC facts that the number of cases are on the rise? That's all. Not the number of deaths. In Texas, they say it's the number of hospitalizations. But let me tell you, a lot of people are being hospitalized. Who chooses for you to be hospitalized? The doctors. Guess what?
Exactly.
They don't have any money. They're getting money for COVID-19 hospitalizations for the patients. And boy, they get a lot of money if they get you on a ventilator, which will just kill you faster. So,
well, you know,
Bruce,
I paid attention in statistics class, and all these statistics that we see coming out about this whole COVID thing, there's really only two statistics that have any meaning. And that is the number of hospitalizations and the number of deaths. And even those are being manipulated. Do you think the people doing the statistics there all use Common Core?
That's exactly what they're doing. And that's how they're confusing us. That's how they're confusing this generation. But, you know, 2 plus
exactly.
2 equals 500. Yeah, I love that. So, Bruce, thank you so much for the call. And I just try to educate as many people as you can and continue on, because the only way this is going to change, honestly, is for you to refuse to wear a mask. It's the only way that we're coming out of this. for you to refuse to wear a mask. If a business refuses you service, well, then you just figured out what they're all about and walk away. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Does anybody else have something that they want to say? Well, you can say it at 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. Just going through a few of the texts this morning. My blood pressure goes up just talking about masks. Well, I'm sorry. Hopefully your blood pressure is not going up because of this show. Let's see. One of the good things about the virus is that we no longer need the NFL as an excuse to sit around and do nothing. Bob. You know, Bob, that is awesome that you said that, because that's what all of this is. Video games, sports. It is the deadening of our brains, sitting in front of boob tubes. You can take me with you. You can play me in your ear while you go exercise, while you go out and go fishing, while you go out into nature. These other things, no. You're locked on your couch just watching, and your brain is literally dissolving. Why do they call them couch potatoes? You know, because potatoes have those roots very quickly. They have eyes and no brains. So I'm not dissing television. There's some great TV out there. But it doesn't mean that you have to be in front of it, you know, 10 hours a day. Let's go back to the talk and text line quickly. Only have a few minutes, but I would rather talk to you than hear myself talk. So, Joseph, what's on your mind?
Hey, Monica, how's it going?
It's going awesome.
Good. You know, the when they make a list of these people, the businesses that aren't doing the COVID thing with a mask, I think that's just great, because those are the businesses I'm going to go do business with. I won't do business with the other ones. And if they put a list up, makes it easier for me. So I don't have to go looking around for them, you know. And the thing of it is that this whole thing, when it all started out, I mean, I told my wife, I said, this is as phony as a $3 bill, you know. I said, and she started arguing with me. She was arguing because she said, oh, no, you know, blah, blah, D. And I kept saying it. And she finally did a lot of research and came around and said, yep, you're right. And, I mean, it's just... it's communism 101, period. I mean, like I think I told you, it's been quite a while back, but I said the commies are in Carson City, and then they are definitely there. Yeah. And they're in the federal government. It's been going on for quite a while.
They're in the state government. They're in the local government. They're in the federal government. These people are just looking out for themselves, and they're not looking out for you and me. And that's why we have to look out for ourselves and do our own research. You've got to turn off the mainstream media, because all of these people who are doing... Joseph, I can't remember. I think it was NBC that they were doing this interview and series of interviews with a doctor who had COVID-19, and they were, you know... taking this man for gospel and getting all of it. He never even had it.
Right.
And yet this is the garbage that they put out to people.
Yeah, I don't watch any of that stuff. I mean, even Fox. I mean, the Fox radio news is just as bad as the rest of them. And I One American News is the one I watch. And so far, you know, they've been okay. But I just don't. You know, I read books and stuff. I read a lot of books and stuff like that. And I pay attention to, you know, different host shows. If I find somebody that, you know, that makes sense, then I'll listen to them. But I have the common sense and the ability of critical thinking to be able to know the difference between who's full of it and who isn't, you know, so.
But see, that is it right there, Joseph. It's critical thinking. They have tried to remove critical thinking. Even George Carlin was talking about this. This is what they don't want. They don't want critical thinkers. And that's why in the universities, in the education system, it's about emotion. It's not about thinking and working things through to a logical extent.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll be 78 the 26th of this month. And, I mean, I can remember back when I was in the 5th and 6th grade, we knew who Joseph Stalin was. We knew who he was, what he was. We know how bad he was. And these days, they have no idea. They don't know what's going on in China or Korea or any. They don't know how bad those people are. Iran, they have no clue how bad these people are.
Well, and that's that's why statues are being ripped down of America's heroes in places. And in Seattle, there's still the statue of Joseph Stalin, undamaged whatsoever.
Yep.
Joseph, thank you so much for the call and the great points. And
You're welcome.
You know, people have to. Do you learn how to be a critical thinker? You can, actually. You can train yourself to be a critical thinker, looking at both sides, looking at other people's opinions, and then trying to find more information on those opinions, and then working it out in your own mind. That's what I do. And that's how I knew immediately when the mandates and the shutdowns were coming. This is all going to a bigger picture, and it's not about a virus. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica J. Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinion.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today on this Monday as we just keep moving along. Log on to our website, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is, if universities are just indoctrination centers, should they be unfunded? Talk about your taxpayer dollars working against you. Should they just get their money from tuition, donations, you know, the alumni, from grants? Make them work for it. You know, I bet there wouldn't be tenure if they had to do that. Because basically tuition just goes to pay for the pensions of the professors while assistant professors teach. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Lots of great texts coming through. Critical thinking requires common sense, doesn't it? Yeah, that is a biggie. And we lost common sense a long time ago. Long time ago. Want to report someone for not wearing a mask, call 1-800-U-R-A-KAREN. Yes, yes. Love that. Here's the deal. I can't even imagine being in business if you are in a bank or in a gun store or a jewelry store or anything that is typically robbed, you know, a convenience store. I'm sorry, but I don't want to see my customers in masks. I want to see their faces, and I want my security cameras to see their faces. Now, fortunately, when David Dorn was murdered amongst the riots of Black Lives Matter, they were still able to find the person who killed him. We were on the verge of having masks in public because of Antifa and what they're doing. We were on the verge of counties and states across the country banning masks in public. Where are we now? Think about that for a minute. literally, COVID started after people were starting to outlaw the masks. Coincidence? Don't know. Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910, and check in with Michael this morning. Michael wants to talk about schools and taxes. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling the show.
Morning. Say, you know, you asked about the indoctrination centers, and they're kind of pushing back about having school this year. So if they're not going to have school, I see no reason for me to pay property taxes that have a little caveat in there that says that I'm paying for the schools. If the schools aren't going to open, then there's no reason for me to have to pay my full tax bill to fund elementary, intermediate, and high schools.
Michael, you are 100% correct. And even if they don't reopen, I think that maybe we should get a little refund. We're not going to see it, but because remember, people who don't have kids in the school system, they still pay those taxes too. And they're not going to do it because that would just devastate them.
Well, he'd have nowhere else to pull money from to go ahead and pay for his pet projects.
Exactly. And the other thing too, Michael, there is, you know, if we're going to move forward, because everybody's talking about the fall now, you know, and that's questionable about the fall, if we're going to teach online, if we're going to keep kids at home and one teacher can be for how many students now, we need to start paying less in taxes. Because if those schools aren't needed, if they don't have to be maintained, that money should go back to the parents so parents can create a great space for their kids to learn in.
I think that's a great idea. The other part of that is look at all the savings on retirement fund.
Yeah. You know, there are so many ways that this can be taken as a benefit. But even the government is picking up on that because they have legislators coming forward and saying, you know what? We can't allow kids to be homeschooled. The federal government is actually looking at disallowing parents from teaching their kids because legislators are saying then parents will have too much influence and control over their education. And they do not want that.
Well, heck no, they might learn something.
Exactly. Michael, thank you so much for the call. And this is going to be a big deal, how your taxes are spent. Kudos to the car insurance companies who actually came back and said, you know what? And I don't know if anybody even asked, but all of a sudden you just heard all of these car insurance companies were coming back and saying, you know what? You're not driving your car. We're going to actually give you some of your monthly premium back or your yearly premium back. How fantastic was that? Now let's put that onto the health insurance. You know, people haven't been able to go out for their exams. People haven't been able to go out and see their doctor on a regular basis. How about we get some of that money back? It's like sunsetting taxes. Normally, you don't get any money back for something not used. So, again, kudos to the car companies or the car manufacturers. Speaking of car companies, if you're looking at purchasing a vehicle, if you still have the means to do that, wow. A majority of them want to sell cars so bad that 0% financing, I think the highest one I've seen so far is 84 months. Yeah, 0% financing. That's basically, you know, some free money for you if you can make the payments. Take advantage. Is there anything good coming out of all of this? It's hard to say yes. But there is. More people are spending time with their families. more people are sitting down to meals. The one thing that I would caution you about, and I am not a health expert, but you know what? There are a lot of health experts online who have come up with this. And there's actually, Craig, what was that webpage again? Can you bring it up for me? I have this on my webpage, my personal webpage, but I will also put it on, I'm talking about on my personal computer. I will also put it on the site at 991fmtalk.com. It's called The Healthy American. This is a site that was put together by teachers, by educators, by doctors, by nurses, and it is literally their mission to educate people on health. They talk about food, they talk about exercise, they talk about masks, they talk about schools, they talk about OSHA, all of these different things. The Healthy American. Use your DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. Use your DuckDuckGo. Go find out more about them. Later on, I'll have a link to them off of my webpage. And start researching things for yourself. Because when Bruce was on earlier and he said he finally got an oximeter, a pulse oximeter, which, by the way, if you are heading to the pharmacy or Walmart or other places, they're usually right there in front of the pharmacy. And cheap ones can go for like $19.99. Little bit better ones can go for like $50. I say invest. You know, go for the $50 one. But just have it. You know, people start having, and not just because of the virus, people start having issues with breathing. It's a great thing just to have in the house. Like it should be one of those things that you just automatically have like a thermometer. Okay? It's that important. Do it for yourself. Imagine that, educating yourself. Put the pulse oximeter on your finger or your toe. Get a baseline. Put on a mask. You don't even have to walk around or anything. Just put the mask on and sit there and watch TV. Because I don't want you passing out or anything. So just, well, Monica, I wear a mask all the time and I don't pass out. Well, good for you. Sit there and watch a television show. Now, put the pulse oximeter back on. As soon as you start to drop, if you drop below 90%, 92%, you have a problem and could be going into hypoxia. My brother, who has COPD, emphysema, just a whole list of other things, he's going to have to wear an oxygen mask now 24/7. It's got to get one of those little cannulas, you know, that go in your nose. And because he was down in the 70s. How did he get so low? Because of the fact that he had just been around, came over here, and we actually took him shopping. And he put a mask on because he was afraid to catch anything. That mask is what sent him into a tailspin. If you don't want to fight for your freedom, if you don't want to fight for your kids' education, if you don't want to fight for, you know, just the basic human rights that we have, then at least fight for your life. Is that worth fighting for? For your kids' lives? They now have baby size masks. Child masks. if you put a child in a mask and have them swim or play or go to their friend's house and run around, personally, in my opinion, that's child endangerment. It's just plain and simple. If the homeless don't need to wear a mask, you don't need to wear a mask. It's all a farce. We'll be back after this as we wrap up the show. Today's Monday show, the first day of the week on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is, should the indoctrination centers, you know, universities, should they be unfunded? You know what? It's not just universities. It's also K through 12. And it's also the TV that we watch, that we let the kids watch, the games that they play. It's all about the indoctrination. And the reason I bring you this is because we have an organization here in Reno that is a national organization that is funded by the Soros groups, you know, the Open Societies Foundation. But it's not Action that I've told you about. It's not, you know, Battleborn Progressives. It's the Sunrise Group. Now, check this out for just a minute.
Green revolution that's taking place.
We are building an army of young people to stop climate change.
A far left organization radicalizing high school and middle school age children for high risk political action. The idea is to make it look like it's an organic grassroots movement of youth.
So we're able to like accomplish it.
Yeah, definitely.
When in reality, there are adults behind it facilitating and creating it.
Some of the team that's working to help put this thing on in the higher levels of support, including trainings, partnerships, communications, logistics, and above all else, recruitment.
Right now, you guys are all taking the crash course, Green New Deal and Coronavirus, but these are all the other courses that we offer. We encourage you guys to sign up for it.
My involvement with the Sunrise Movement, going through the recruitment several times as different people, to go through inner training for middle school and high school as a different person, and to come through as a different person at a very mid-level range, to where to them I'm many different people. They are connected with other activism groups through something called the Action Network. The Action Network is an organizing tool that allows them to do data mining and to have a mass data analysis of how to organize their movement.
They use Hollywood connections, DC insiders, celebrity status, and a media spotlight to attract young people to their organization.
Abby just graduated from high school. This summer, she is taking a gap year and working as a fellow for the Sunrise Movement.
Go.
We are a youth-led movement fighting to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs in the process.
These adults are training children the dark arts of political tactics.
These, like, escalations, these actions can be really, really dangerous for a lot of folks.
Actions like burning buildings are legitimate and powerful forms of resistance.
High-risk political actions, such as targeting, triggering events, escalating police response towards arrest and violence.
Does that sound familiar? Police escalating things in the name of the environment? I guess Greta Thunberg wasn't enough. So here's the question that I have for you. Do you know what your kids are doing? I mean, everybody wants a nice, healthy, green earth. But what are they being told and how are they going about getting it? You'd think burning buildings would be a bad thing from the carbon dioxide being let into the air. Do you know who Dora the Explorer is? Kids love her. She's all about the Green New Deal. Something that has been pushed on us since the very first Earth Day. Because if you don't love the Earth, then I guess you're just one of those, you know, stupid people that want to kill everything. When these movements go out and protest and they leave behind more trash than anybody else, kind of hypocritical, don't you think? All I ask is that you open your ears, open your eyes, pay attention to what the kids are being fed on a daily basis, and thank God every day that they are not in school right now. Maybe we can get them back. Check you tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day. It's the Monica J Show.